Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court heard arguments about whether the Affordable Care Act is constitutional today. As NPR Selena Simmons Duffin reports, supporters of the measure, dubbed Obamacare, are breathing a sigh of relief.
The case centers around the part of the law that mandates people buy health insurance. Texas and other Republican states are challenging the law, saying the mandate is unconstitutional and that the whole law must fall. But several conservative justices seemed open to the idea that this part of the law could be severed, leaving the rest of the ACA in place. University of Michigan law professor Nicholas Bagley warns it's always hard to predict based on oral arguments.
But I'm cautiously optimistic about the fate of the Affordable Care Act.
The decision is expected next spring. Selena Simmons Duffin, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden today said his team is promising to get to work right now, and he downplayed concerns President Trump's refusal to acknowledge his victory could undermine national security. Trump is blocking his Democratic rival from receiving the intelligence briefings traditionally offered to incoming presidents. Still, Biden told reporters today, in terms of a transition, we are well underway. It does not change the dynamic at all in what we're able to do. Public health experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta are worried the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday could fuel a growing COVID-19 pandemic. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead, reports the agency updated guidance this week on how to celebrate safely.
The U.S. saw coronavirus infections spike after summer holidays, such as the 4th of July. Kriya Perine, an epidemiologist with the CDC, says Thanksgiving poses even more risks.
Now you have a holiday where it's colder, people are more likely to be inside, celebrating with family, likely to have more travel, as well as case counts are much higher. So this has got the potential to be sort of the perfect storm.
The CDC recommends hosting gatherings outdoors, avoiding potluck-style meals, and limiting attendees from different households. Coronavirus infections are surging across the country and show little sign of easing before Thanksgiving. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis has won re-election to a second term, defeating Democrat Cal Cunningham. Associated Press has not called the tight race, but Cunningham released a concession statement saying he called Tillis to congratulate him. Voters have spoken, and I respect their decision, he wrote. At last word, Tillis, based on the AP count, led by around 100,000 votes. Tillis tested positive for the coronavirus after attending a Rose Garden event when President Trump nominated Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court in September. Contests between Tillis and Cunningham remained close throughout the race. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 262 points to 29,420. The Nasdaq fell 159 points, though. The S&P 500 ended the day down 4 points. You're listening to NPR. The state of New Jersey is upping its efforts to force chemical companies to pay for decades of contamination of that state's waterways by chemicals used to stain-proof clothing and produce nonstick cookware. While almost ubiquitous in modern life, the chemicals have been dubbed forever chemicals because they don't break down. Health officials say the chemicals have turned up in waterways throughout the state, including in public drinking water. They've been linked to harm in fetuses and newborns and also cancer. After soaking Florida, Tropical Storm Eta is now off the coast of Cuba. NPR's Greg Allen reports the storm may hit Florida a second time over the weekend.
Some areas in Florida saw more than a foot of rain over 2 days from Tropical Storm Eta. The storm has since moved south and is now expected to begin a northward turn on a track toward the Florida Panhandle. Eta knocked out power temporarily for tens of thousands statewide, a rare November tropical system and the 12th to make landfall in the U.S. this year. While Eta slowly meanders north, another named storm has emerged in the eastern Atlantic. Theta is a subtropical storm that's not expected to pose any threat to the U.S. It's the 29th named storm of the season, the most ever recorded, topping the 28 storms of 2005. And we may not be done yet. Meteorologists are watching another system that's developing in the Caribbean. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
It's been a tough slog for airplane builder Boeing, with many carriers in financial trouble and grounding flights due to the coronavirus pandemic. Chicago-based Boeing has gone 2 straight months without booking a single airplane order. With far fewer flights, deliveries of new planes are also continuing to slow. Boeing said today customers canceled orders for 12 of its MAX jets last month. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.